Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob, why don't we do a little potpourri to end the show? Because, I mean, we haven't even gotten to our...
Potpourri.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to our opening six-pack yet. I mean, we did. We did like 12 of them, but we haven't gotten to... We haven't finished
it. We got interrupted by Robbie's cigar and bourbon.
What about this Penn State coaching situation?
What about it?
What's going to happen? Limits, why don't you just give us the bare bones facts of who's out, who's in, who's being rumored? Could you please?
Yeah, well, everyone's basically out at this point. Within the last, I don't know, 48 hours, Brent Key, the Georgia Tech coach, just agreed to an extension.
Penn State's gotten more money. Pat Kraft should get a percentage of the money he's made for coaches on other teams.
And it was floated out there by Todd McShay. There's also some people that have kind of picked up on it. That people are wondering, because Jimmy Sexton is the super agent that represents like Nick Saban, James Franklin, Kirk Herbstreit, that the thought is that he and McShay floated this out there, which is very credible, that he was so upset that his client James Franklin was fired that his main purpose was basically to get all these other coaches new extensions and a lot of money based on the Penn State job.
Interesting.
And screw over Penn State.
Very interesting.
Now, is that actually the case? It's just a bunch of scuttlebutt, but there's a lot of legs to it, I would think. It makes sense. So right now, Satake, the BYU coach, is obviously out. He signed an extension. Hartline goes to USF today. He seemed like the next backup plan. Bob Chesney, the JMU
coach.
Another
guy.
No relation to Kenny. Yeah.
No. Yeah, a lot of rumors he would
probably
go to.
Probably wishes he was.
He would go to UCLA. Now, UCLA has not officially confirmed that. So is that Penn State at the last minute trying to say, hey, we're still interested. We're coming back to the table at the 11th hour trying to take you home at 149.
Who's the front runner?
I'm telling you,
Bob,
there is no front runner. Dable is being mentioned in some circles.
Dable's being mentioned.
I don't know.
Let me ask you both a question before we go any further. Does Penn State look horrible in this?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's why. They fired their coach early enough where they should have been the leading candidate for a lot of guys, and they could have done this on a fast track. Not overnight, but you take your time. They've waited. This is almost 2 months this has gone big.
Why is this not seen as a highly desirable job? Is it some of the agent shenanigans that he's talking about? Is it that people are saying to themselves, wait a second here. The other guy had them in, and I'm not saying I defended keeping Franklin. I'm just saying what I'm thinking maybe if I'm a prospective coach. The other guy had them in the national semifinals down to like the final play or two last year, and he got fired in the middle of this year, at the beginning, really. I have to walk in there and win a national championship almost right away, or I'm a failure. Is that it? Or what's happened here?
Well, I think that's probably a lot of people have. If you're being interviewed, you're going to say, okay, what are your expectations? I'm going to come into this. All our recruits are gone. I have to re-recruit and bring people in. What kind of time frame are you looking at? What are your expectations? But Beyond that, I think it's just, at this point, you're kind of late in the proceedings. Other teams are making moves quickly, and whatever list you have, I suppose, is now being crossed off to the point where they don't have a list left anymore.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Austin, where do they go from here?
Terry Smith?
It has to be Terry Smith. I think at this point.
That's fine, except it would have looked better if you did it right off the bat.
What'd you say about Hartline?
Hartline's going to USF. That was announced today. So he goes to the University of South Florida.
Wow.
Over Penn State. Yeah.
You think Penn State wanted him?
Like, apparently not.
So he didn't make a choice there.
Well, if they wanted him, then I would imagine he would go there. It's a very higher profile job than USF.
Did he have a choice? If he chose USF over Penn State, that looks even worse.
Right.
But I'm not sure the Penn State ever wanted him.
That's what makes me think that you're right in that, Joe.
Bob, there's football coaches all over America.
I know that, but you also have a list, and it looks bad that your list, everyone on it, has decided not to take the job, or at least not go far enough in the negotiations where they would consider the job. So
it's sort of mind-blowing in the end, because that is a pretty desirable place, you'd think, to coach football.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to believe they're putting a lot of money into the program. All these programs that are, you know, I was reading about Kalani Sitake and the investment, not just in him, but $150 million versus into their football program.
Yeah.
You need that money. Penn State has a number of people who would do that, I'm sure.
There are. And there are a lot of people that also...
That shouldn't be a problem.
Right. There are a lot of people that wanted Franklin out and were basically going to put money back in if that was the case, if Franklin was gone. Now, what's it looking like right now? I thought it was very fascinating. I thought this was fake when I saw it. On3 put it out there that Josh Heupel, the coach at Tennessee, he told Chris Lowe of On3, he's not a candidate for the job, saying, quote, "I wouldn't want low expectations. That's part of why I want to be here in Tennessee. We'll win big." Low expectations? They fired the coach that just went to the semifinals of the college football playoff. What do you mean? So there just seems to be, there's a lot of noise around this job right now, guys.
Man.
And there's been so many options to the point where right now you're on pick number, who knows, like 9 or 10 right now. So whatever coach you go to next, it's got to be a weird feeling saying, hey, don't believe all those rumors that are out there about the other coaches. We want you. We're picking you. And the players are even frustrated. Tony Rojas, the linebacker, said on Twitter last night, like, can this coaching search just end? We have the guy that we want upstairs in Terry Smith.
Think of all the younger or even older guys who either haven't gotten a chance. Well, just that, like a Kurt Cignetti type. What about people from these, you know, Division II, so to speak, schools?
Yeah, well, I mean,
what about a high riser there?
Tulane's coach went to Florida. Old Miss promoted its defensive coordinator with Kiffin.
Yeah,
Kentucky
I mean,
fired its coach. This is insane.
And they got a new coach in like 2 minutes.
48 hours after they fired Stoops, they brought in Will Stein, the offensive coordinator from Oregon. So
there've got to be some good offensive coordinators or whomever out there that would love an opportunity to
unemployed
be
unemployed NFL coaches. Any of those guys out there?
Well,
coordinators,
Daboll.
Coaches? Daboll?
He has
maybe
a son
Daboll.
That goes there, but I don't know if that means he's connected in any way.
I would ask Manny Diaz his interest level. The coach at Duke that is, I guess, in the ACC championship game now at 7-5.
Because that division and that conference is so bad.
He was the defensive coordinator for 2 years before taking that job, previously the Miami coach. He is, I don't know if beloved is the right word, but there's a lot of favorable thoughts about Manny Diaz up there.
Man, this is a horrible look for Penn State in the end. It really is. Next topic that normally, you know, this doesn't come up too much on the show. Matt Sieg, the quarterback, defensive back at Fort Cherry, was going to decide between Pitt and Virginia Tech. I'm reading Mike White's story in the Post-Gazette. And then at the last second, in flies Rich Rod. This is a recruiting shocker. Is it not, Limits? He's going to West Virginia, this kid.
And I'm really surprised by this because I talked to Matt during the process. Really good kid, good family. And him and James Franklin are close. And he was retweeting and reposting a lot of things that recruits were putting out there that were committing to James Franklin and were committing to Virginia Tech. And I just thought naturally that would be the fit.
Did
and
Rich Rod come up with a big check here? Or
a
what
big
happened?
Check. And I think also he was committed as a safety to Penn State.
Play some offense too. He likes offense.
When he committed, and he committed on the CBS Sports YouTube page, he said that a part of going to West Virginia, they told him that he can play both sides of the ball. And I think that that's huge. Because think about all the records that he's broken in Whitfield, like yardage-wise, touchdowns, most ever.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't any team want that? You could tell him he's going to play defense, but I will open the door for offense, sure.
So it wouldn't surprise me if a huge check and the possibility to play both sides of the ball, which is what Rodney Gallagher
let me ask you this,
was
though,
doing at West
because
Virginia
this is the Wild Wild West, he may have committed, but as this process plays on, he may only be there for 1 year, and he can change his opinion also.
Well, yeah, with the portal, that's
so all this
very
portal
possible.
Stuff. I mean, how long?
Everybody
does
can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So just because he's here now doesn't mean he won't end up at Virginia Tech or someplace else.
Sure.
I mean, he could.
Meanwhile, Mike White asked Sieg if West Virginia offered a better money deal, and Sieg said, I don't think I'm able to talk much about that. I think we can
yes.
We can draw some conclusions there. How about the Mountaineers? Do you think Crowley contributed to that with his fan salary and the endorsements?
Well, considering that as soon as it was announced, Crowley was in here 1 minute later and shook me a couple of times in excitement.
Do you think that Sieg does Crowley's endorsements, Bob, on the fan? That Crowley said, I'll give you all my endorsements for this?
And as a matter of fact, I think that's true. I think he's done that. I think now Matt Sieg will get, and he's hoping that there's even more endorsements to follow so that he can improve his NIL status.
The Sieg, Dickerson, and Crowley show, it's going to be from now on. That's a hell of a story right there. All right, topic number three. Pat Freiermuth. He's a guy, I don't know if you remember, Bob, they drafted out of Penn State. Gave him a second contract. He plays tight end, number 88 for the Steelers. You remember him?
Is he missing in action?
He is playing less than he's ever played, despite signing that new deal not that long ago, and almost never gets the ball, even though in a game like the Cincinnati game there, he was the star of the game for the Steelers and has caught, I think, two other touchdown passes maybe. He's just disappeared. He apparently had some things to say about that limits, did he not? You can either read us the quotes or play them. Either way.
Here it is.
I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, I have complete faith in Arthur, and we have a good relationship and understanding what his thoughts were for the game plan, and, you know, I don't lose too much sleep over it. Just got to be able to understand my role, and hopefully it changes going forward, and, you know, we just got to be able to go out there and just do what's asked of me.
Bob, I'm just baffled by this. I mean, okay, so you can't get the ball down the field. Isn't that more of a reason to throw to a guy who's really who's the only thing he's done real well since he got here is catch it? That's what he does.
And given his limited amount of opportunity, it seems he gets in the end zone more than most.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm surprised. I really am. I thought they would scheme something up when I heard that, you know, the tight end was going to be a prominent position at the beginning of the season, and they brought in guys. They're going to have multiple looks for tight ends. Not just blocking, but in the pass game, considering there is no legit number two. So he would be the guy I would look to be that guy. And if not, then I would have expected Jonnu Smith to have 50 catches by now. But none of that's happened either. So I don't know, you know, what the end game is with the tight ends other than to block, but that's not really why they came here, and that's not why they signed those contracts.
I'm just baffled, and he might be the last guy around here who has, quote, faith in Arthur. Limits, is your faith run out in Arthur?
It's definitely small. I have more faith in the Arthur TV show that I watched growing up as a kid that it would get me through the day than Arthur
I had
Smith
more
right
faith
now.
In King Arthur, Bob. Who's the most famous Arthur in sports history? Arthur Ashe?
Arthur Ashe is a pretty good one, yes.
Pretty good one, isn't it? Or Art. Art or Arthur? Art Monk?
What about Arthur Fonzarelli?
He was a good one. How'd you know that one?
Bob?
I love... Fonzarelli. That's a good call.
Art Still used to be a defensive lineman for the
Art
Chiefs.
Shell.
Art Shell is a good
Hall of
one.
Famer.
I think Arthur Ashe takes the cake so far. Arthur Zierbe?
Arthur's counts.
Yeah.
Arthur's, is there an Arthur's Your Waybe?
Is there Arthur Shelovs?
Shelovs.
Arthur Shelovs, yes.
He's not in that category right now.
You like my poll of the Fonz there, Joe?
Yeah.
I did. That was pretty good. I love Fonzarelli.
Happy days.
Happy days.
He had some very important episodes, Bob, where he taught me a lot about life as a child. You?
Fonz, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I liked that show.
Was it your favorite show?
No, MASH was my favorite all time.
Me too.
Show.
Yeah.
I just love all their characters. You know, Hawkeye, Hot Lips. How they eventually got to a relationship that Frank Burns was mad about.
Frank Burns, right. He's the one that said it's nice to be nice to the nice.
And he's right.
And you might be the nicest man I've ever met.
And I try to be nice to everybody, and I think everyone should, right?
It's nice to be nice to the nice. Yes. All right, Bob. Let's wrap it up next with perhaps some predictions. The Penguins tomorrow night are headed for an interesting game in Tampa.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bob, I'm looking at the AFC right now, and it's pretty stunning to look at. I'll tell you that much. We could truly see, you know, Buffalo doesn't have an easy game at home against the Bengals this week. I think the Bengals may run the table. I was really impressed with what I saw them do to Baltimore. Now they've had extra time off. I think they're going to win in Buffalo. I think the Bills are in grave danger. Josh Allen, therefore, is in grave danger of missing the playoffs. Lamar, if they don't win, and even if they do, we'll see what happens. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. Can you?
All out of the playoffs.
I mean, that would have been unthinkable for two of the four to miss, let alone all four. What do we make of the Kansas City Chiefs predicament right now, Bob?
Well, it's very weird. I think they've played well enough to win some of these games. They just haven't been able to crack through like they normally do.
They're in 10th place, a game ahead of the Dolphins.
Yeah, but they're 6-6. They can also get hot. I'm not going to rule that out because they've shown that before. So I think that's a team you have to watch, certainly. I think Jacksonville is an interesting team. They've come on of late, and Trevor Lawrence has never really gotten to the point where he needs to as a number one overall pick. You have to watch them. Texans have the best defense in all of football, I think. They're good enough to beat anyone any given day. And they have Kansas City this week, Joe. So that's going to be a game that, to me, is one of the biggest games of the week calendar.
Man, I'll say. Bob, have we taken New England seriously enough? I think they have a star core. I look at Drake May as Joe Burrow. And I think Joe Burrow, either in his first or second full season, went to the Super Bowl. He's good enough to take them to the Super Bowl. That's how good he is. Do you agree?
Yeah, I never would have thought they'd be the number one seed, just as I would never have thought the Chicago Bears would be the number one seed 14 weeks into the season, but here we are. I believe they have a very good team, and I believe he's a very good quarterback, but I also believe they could be first-round knocked out.
Do you think he's a star?
I think he's on his way to being a star, yes.
I think he is right now.
But I think they can also they have a bye. Let's say they get the first seed. I can see them losing at home in the first round, too.
Because some of the teams that might sneak in have some of the quarterbacks
right.
We just mentioned.
Right.
They could see Josh Allen.
They can very easily have a matchup that's going to take them down. So we've seen that with Baltimore. They've gotten number one seeds and have lost at home after all that time off.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
Man, it really is. And the Patriots have a late bye week, but they haven't just been beating teams. For the most part, they've been killing them. And by the way, their two losses were each by a score. Like, they're this close to being 13-0. How did this happen?
Since the Steelers beat them. That was it. And they've won 10 in a row.
And that game, to me, was... I was more impressed with New England than I was with the Steelers.
They gift wrapped them early on. Absolutely. I think
They outgained the Steelers 370-203. Yeah.
And if not for the turnovers, it would have been a whole different game.
Yeah, those were, and he was 28-37 for 250 in that game. And he had the turnovers killed them. They totally outplayed the Steelers that day by and large. I think they may go to the Super Bowl. They're going to be playing, I think, in Foxborough. I think Denver might trip up a time or two before the end of the year. It's unreal. Brady's gone, and yet the Super Bowl may very well go through Foxborough. It's kind of depressing, too.
I'll tell you what, though. If Houston gets in, I'd watch out for them. They have the kind of defense that travels, and they can make life miserable on any team. So they're hot right now, and what they do in Kansas City this week will determine both fates, I think. If Kansas City drops to 6-7 against Houston this week, they're in trouble, major trouble.
Is Vrabel easily the coach of the year? Maybe not, because of Ben Johnson.
That's a good choice.
One's what? 11-2, one's 9-3.
But when I get to this point, if that's the case, I have to me, they're both deserving. If they end up with the number one seeds in each of them, absolutely both should win it. So they make it a co-champion because they've both been dynamic in what they've done. Similar pass, too. They lost early. Chicago was 0-2. New England started back, and they've not done anything but win since.
What they
did, by the way, to the Eagles should not be overlooked. They went in there and rushed the ball for 261 yards.
Bludgeoned them.
Both of their running backs went over 120 yards.
There's a shirtless Ben Johnson to your right on that screen.
You know, when you know you have a pretty good physique, you can do that. If he didn't have that, you wouldn't see Andy Reid doing it. Oh, maybe you would see Andy Reid doing it. I don't know.
Every team in the AFC North has a minus point differential. Them and the NFC South. Every single team. Bob, what are the chances right now, in your opinion, for the Steelers to win this division? Which I guess is a way of saying win this game.
Yeah,
what percent would you put on it?
I would put probably, this game will be 60-40 Baltimore as far as percentages, I think. But as we've seen in the NFL, every week something drastically can change. Steelers have got to I want to see them play a very good 60 minutes of football. That's what I want to see.
Does Aaron Rodgers finish the game?
Did I add that up right? So, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
against that defense, if they come after you a little bit, I don't know. I certainly hope so. They need him to have his best game of the year, too. They need something to happen in this offense that makes you think, okay, maybe they actually have something they could take with them the next few weeks after
this. That's the thing. I mean, they brought him in here for this.
This.
We said at the beginning
of the show. Everyone was brought in here for this.
Well, especially him. We said it at the beginning. That it's sort of come full circle from the Baltimore embarrassment in the playoffs, and here they are 6-6 later, 12 games later, going back to Baltimore for what might be Tomlin's farewell game when we look back on things. You know what I mean? They lose this, they miss the playoffs. That could be it. I don't think it will be, but it could be.
I still think
they're back in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that final game of the year. I think Baltimore's going to lose a few games even after the Steeler game, whatever happens there. If Baltimore loses to Pittsburgh this week, Steelers should have the advantage going into the rest of the season because Baltimore has not much tougher schedule, I think.
James Harrison, I'd like to be a Steeler fan that believes we can win a game. Is there a chance they don't win another one, Bob, and go 6-11?
Miami's been improved. I mean, if that happens, maybe it's the best thing to happen if they're looking at drafting a quarterback is beyond all of this stuff we've talked about, Joe, you have to have a quarterback in this league, a legitimate chance to win with a quarterback, and then you never have to worry about that position. If you go into every offseason thinking, I still got to find a quarterback somehow, you either rush that judgment, make a bad pick, or you overpay for someone who's not that good. There are a lot of risks involved, and you ignore other areas of need.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy today and a high of 33. Frenchie Fuqua, low of Glen Edwards, 27. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, you should switch up the numbers as we go along in the show. 27 should be Alex Kovalev. And who's a good 33 from history, Bob?
Bam Morris.
I usually like to change him up a little bit. I changed him up at the very beginning and put Kent DeColvey for the second hour.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think you should change up all four if you don't mind.
Okay.
Can we hear, by the way, from James Harrison? I know you have that on lockdown back there. We haven't played it yet. He just went off again on the Steelers, Bob. Completely. Says coaching change should happen.
Yeah, he's not been shy about saying that.
No. Doesn't know what the defense is doing.
This is what James Harrison had to say on the Debo and Joe show.
He has not put coaches in the position that can get the potential out of what it is that we have. Because I know what TJ Watt can do. I know what Cam Hayward can do. I've seen what Alex Highsmith can do. I've seen Jalen Ramsey, Patrick McQueen. I can go on and on, but I'm not seeing it. Something has to be done. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from coach. But I think it's time that history be made. Because right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
Hmm. Other than that, Bobby thinks things are going well.
Man, I think the worst thing that could have happened was when Mike doubled down on what Juan Thornhill, of all people, had brought up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when you set that doesn't go away. When you say historic and then you don't deliver,
why would you say that?
That's one of the most damning things I think you can do. And that's why I think most coaches stay away from those kind of things. You
Nobody's saying that.
It's better to go the other way. Yeah, hey, I don't know. We may not be very good. I'm going to try to coach them up. We'll see what we got. We have guys we believe in. We blah, blah, whatever you want to say.
Speaking of believing in, do you believe in the Penguins right now, Bob?
Yes, I believe since the beginning because I told you thought they'd be a playoff team.
You picked them to make the playoffs.
And I wasn't being just going on contrary. I just think with that change of coach, I think he's playing and I've talked to him, so I know. His idea is getting everyone involved. You look at the minutes. It has a better effect on Crosby, Letang, Carlson. They play fewer minutes generally compared to the past. And it still comes down to goaltending. Jari's off to a very good start. He's not probably the goalie of the future, but he's making, I think he would be attractive to a lot of teams.
Isn't this price, the perfect time to trade him?
If you get the right offer in return, yes.
I would.
But I also would ride him as long as I would keep riding him as he's playing this well. Keep riding him.
There's a fine line there, though, because then what if an injury? What if this? What if that? This is the time to trade him.
I understand that, but what if there are no real good? I think Edmonton's a place they should look, but there are other places. What if one of a starting goaltender to a contending team? How about the Avalanche, who are like 20-1 right now? How about if they have goaltending issues, injury? They may be willing to give you something.
Sure. Yeah, I'd wait for the right deal, but you don't want to wait too long because this is what you wanted, is him to play well for this reason, because the little taste that we got of Mirishov, he was unbelievable, I think. I thought he was really good.
He was good. I'm not going to – and I think Shelovs has a place in this organization too, so they can – I do. And I wouldn't also forget about Blomqvist. I think he's young enough where he still can be in
That's funny because I'd already forgotten about him, Bob. All right, Limits, what a wonderful show you created today. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Always
wonderful
a pleasure.
Day.
Bob, there's no better man that has ever existed than you.
I'm just happy to be aboard here. It's a fun time. Get to talk about all the things that go on in the minds of Pittsburgh sports fans.
When will we see you again?
Next Monday. Well, actually, I'm here Saturday.
Next Monday.
Why don't you come in on Saturday? I'm here Saturday or try to call like
I'm
you did last
call
week.
In. Yes.
You were somebody who got picked off because you made it too obvious.
I'm going to call in as Ben from Kindle.
Can you call in for a segment tomorrow?
You're not playing golf anymore.
Yes.
Maybe. He says maybe.
Actually, I'm going to be down at the Riverhounds thing.
Ooh.
I'm emceeing their little event.
We'll hit you up.
See, congratulations on all Bob's success.
And if you're a Riverhounds fan or a soccer fan, come on down and celebrate. They won a championship.
When and where?
It's at noon down at the Grant Street Courthouse, whatever it is.
Listen to 93.7 The Fan on your way down, Bob. You should have said that.
You can do that as well.
Good night, Bob.
And maybe you'll call me, or maybe I'll call you. Or maybe you won't. You don't want me. Good night, Joe. See you, Austin.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.